Thanks for joining us. This is Notepad. I'm your host, Ibrahim Sani. We're talking about the digital equity crowdfunding space, or ECF. In Malaysia, we've had a few on the show that is licensed by the SC. One of them that has not yet come or made an appearance is MyStarter. Joining me in the studio today is Goh Boon Pang, the founder and CEO of MyStarter. Goh, thanks again for taking the time to speak with us.
Thank you.
It's also a pleasure talking to folks that are actually helping to build businesses together with the startups around the country. And MyStarter, of course, is being a licensee under the Securities Commission.
Correct.
So there's a lot of things that we need to unpack. First of all, prior to starting the show, you were telling me that there are 10 licensees.
Yes, there are 10.
I didn't even know there were that many. And
okay.
So I guess my first question is Malaysia big enough to have at least 10 ECFs players? And you know, any of them making money? Are you making money?
Oh, we are, yes, of course. And the market actually is big enough. Yeah. But out of 10 licensed platform, I think only about half of it active in the market.
Mm.
It's quite tough. I would say the market big enough, but it's not that easy to grab.
Mm.
That's why we are working very hard, because the reason behind is a lot of SME, when they think about fundraising, they still very straightforward go for like loan.
Mm.
You know, that is one of the potion. But traditional loan, it only can fill about half of the market.
Mm.
So the other half looks like a gap, you know. So that's why Security Commission also looking for alternative way to fill the gap for all the SME. That's why equity crowdfunding been introduced to the market since back to year 2015. Yeah, that is the first batch of all the platform come in. When the first batch is about 7 of them. And then newly, we are one of the newbie lah. So we are the other three platform provide the service back to year 2020, mm. which is the pandemic. Came to the world. Yeah.
Mm.
That is where we come from. But really, the market is very big. Yeah.
So you've been around for 2 years. You've raised about 75 million ringgit.
Now it's near to 90 already. 90 million.
90 million ringgit.
Yeah.
Was this part of the plan that you saw when you started MyStarter? Or is it slightly below expectations?
Okay, first year when we came to market,
because
right?
You came to market in the pandemic, right?
Yes, exactly.
Yeah.
That's
so
why
bizarre.
We only set about 10 million for that year. We thought it's quite tough, so probably we set a 10 million as a target to hit, right? But that year we hit 20 million.
Mm.
Yeah, so and then the next year we hit 51 million. So we see the market actually growing very good. And a lot of SME, they really need funding for their business to grow. That's why, and we see, not only SME, but a lot of startup, like you mentioned about ECF, actually, when SC first start off all ECF, right, they aim all the startups. But in Malaysia, I think SME is another portion we need to take care. That's why my startup also take care a lot of SME, yeah, because they really need funding and they really have a good business to grow.
Mm.
That's why actually we target and we aim both portion. Yeah.
In the mix, can you share with us the percentage of SMEs versus startups?
Versus startup, right?
Yeah.
From our platform, yeah? It's not the whole industry.
Yeah.
Platform is about, I would say, 60 to 40.
60 SMEs?
Yes, correct.
Oh, that's so the majority is SMEs.
Yeah. And can you imagine, actually, when you mention about SME, normally people might think about those very traditional, conventional business, but not. Yeah, like people through Facebook to selling product.
Mm.
Are they really a SME?
Mm.
But they are doing all the live streaming, you know. They are selling only through internet.
Mm.
Are they considered SME? Yes, I think. Yeah, because they're not really using any technology.
Mm.
They are using a platform to selling their products.
Yeah, like they are an SME.
They are SME, right? But they are not using the traditional way to open a shop, an outlet to sell their products. So that's
it's just a digital channel, is it?
Correct.
Yeah. And if you don't have engineers in your company, if you're not building
but
solutions.
But eventually they need.
Mm.
Yeah. How they start, I would say it's not important, but how they go for their future and destination, eventually they need. In the very beginning, they use Shopee to sell, to try, because they want to reduce their cost. But once they are good, right, they have to think about how to fully utilize those technology to help them. It's not only stop there, yeah. So you can see a lot of those people, especially like Shopee seller, right? you can see when they grow, right, they need like, okay, let's say, talk about marketing. Is that marketing like normal channel marketing people? No. They need people who know, who understand like Google Analytics, they understand how the data, how to do data analysis, because the data, all their customers are come from like virtual. They don't have a physical face-to-face, so they have to think about that. And all the channel they use, right, most likely is digital. So they have to look into that. And then talk about like data analysis, that they really need people to store all the data. Yeah, that is how eventually they will go for. Yeah.
Okay, we'll go for one short break before we continue our conversation with Goh Boon Peng, the founder and CEO of MyStarter. Thanks for staying on with us. I have my starter in the studio with me, Goh Boon Peng. Goh, let's talk a little bit more about the target segment that you're focusing on. A very quick check on your website would show that it is Chinese-oriented. Why the Chinese target segment as the key market for you guys?
First of all, of course, we are very strong in the Chinese society, and we have a very good connection with all the Chinese media. Mm. Yeah. Like Astro, I've been here a few times because of the Mandarin section interviews. Yeah. And that is the first reason, of course. And we see that Chinese market is the most important. Chinese market is an untapped market. Among 10 licensed platforms, we are almost the only one very focused in Chinese market. And like Malaysian people know that, right? Chinese people love to do business. Mm-hmm. Yeah. So a lot of business, a lot of SME are Chinese. So we try our best to more friendly to them. Yeah, we use Chinese character, we speak Chinese to them. Then they will feel safe, easy to understand. They will love our platform and use it for fundraising. And the other part, they need investor. Again, Chinese people love to invest, right? They save money and then they invest, use money to, you know, gain some return from there. So that is another portion. Really a lot of Chinese people, they have money. They love to invest, so that's why we target this, I call it a low-hanging fruit market. Mm. Not really a lot of people see that and target. I think they see that, but they don't target. Yeah,
yeah. I think that's more of the case. People do see it, but they don't target it.
Yeah.
But of course, you're not just mutually exclusive just to the Chinese community.
Yeah, of course.
You are open to everyone.
Yes.
But what would be some of the ideas when it comes to non-Chinese as raising funds on your platform or being your investors? How big is that in the story of MyStarter?
I would say right now it's about 10%. Yeah, it's quite small.
All right. That's fine.
Because we are very focused and we try to, I would say the strategy of our platform is to become number one in the Chinese market.
Mm.
Yeah. After that, we are slowly to grow other market.
Are you number one in Chinese market?
Consider yes. Yeah, because like what I say, almost we are almost the only one. Yeah, because other platform will try to broaden a bit. Yeah, so they will target here and there. So we almost the only one. So I can consider we are number one. Mm. Yeah, in terms of you know, all the, because if you look through our platform, you can see, even though our interface are all in English, but a lot of campaign, they use Chinese to elaborate, to, you know, to talk about their story, yeah, use the Chinese character. So we are the only one. Yeah,
are there any plans to target different segments of the market right now other than the Chinese community?
I'm here. Yes, of course. Yeah, we are not stopped there or limited, so we also want to, you know, open up to all the Malaysia, yeah, Malaysian, especially we cooperate like MDEC, yeah, cooperate to Meranti, yeah, that's how, like, recently my partner went to this creator event, and a lot of like iLab in somewhere, we go there, we try to connect to them, yeah, but it's very competitive.
But you're not, okay, so let's
very
talk a little bit.
Let's,
I'm pretty sure.
Yeah.
But let's talk a little bit more about yourself. I don't consider you to be a digital native, I consider you to be a digital adopter.
Yes.
So let's understand a little bit better about your progress into
my background.
Yeah, into doing this.
Okay, I study in Taiwan.
Yeah.
Yeah. My major is in this computer science. So I used to be a programmer, I code, and then from there I realized I cannot code all the day. So I developed myself a bit. I look into business. I started from e-commerce. I love e-commerce. I helping corporate to set up their e-commerce site. That is how in the early year 2000, right? In the very early year, that is how all the, like, you know, Amazon all only started that time, right? In year 2019, 90 something, or yeah, year 2000. I myself, actually, in Malaysia, we provide shopping cart solution to SME. Yeah, that is how I do in the early year. And then after that, that is not a good startup, because that when I was very young. After that, I joined some corporate to help them in e-commerce, helping them to come up with a solution. But e-commerce is not just technology, right? So I realized business is very important. Then I slowly see Kickstarter, one of the biggest crowdfunding in the world. When I saw Kickstarter in year 2011, right, I realized this is a very important solution to Malaysia. To Malaysian people.
So even back then?
Yeah, even, yeah. In
2000. No, what I mean is you had that realization even back then.
Yeah, yeah. So our platform, MyStarter, just similar to Kickstarter in year 2012. We call it reward-based crowdfunding. It's not equity, but reward-based. Like Kickstarter, when you pledge the money to the platform, right, you'll get a product. Yeah, it's not a share, not a return, but just a product. So that's how we start, yeah. All back to that time, like a lot of crowdfunding platform in the world actually booming here and there. So we are one of them. Back to year 2012, and then until year 2018, when Security Commission reopened. In year 2015, we didn't go for apply equity crowdfunding because I myself not that believe in equity crowdfunding until year 2018, because I can see the exit plan is not that clear. Until recently, you can see actually a lot of like PLC company, they do a lot of M&A activities. You can see a lot of VC actually aim to like Southeast Asia. That's how the whole world actually moving the funding into this region. So in year 2018, we go and apply equity crowdfunding license. Then we get it in year 2019. We start everything, the equity crowdfunding. We are very focused on that in year 2020.
Amazing, brave of you. But at the same time, you wouldn't have done this if you wouldn't see the exit strategy. How important is the exit strategy in you starting your own business? Is it that critical?
Of course, I would say yes, in every business. So I will separate into.
By the way, that's not how the traditional Chinese thinking is, right? You start a business for life. You don't start a business for exit.
I would say not only Chinese, but a lot of people actually thinking in that way. Yeah, especially back to that time. But now, actually, the whole market a little bit changed, the mindset. Yeah, I would say if we put it in a simple way, you can see two different kind of company. One is can be invest, the other just not. What kind of a business you can invest into is those who are looking for like exit. Because when we mention about exit, a lot of people might think that is only make founder rich, right?
Yeah.
But it's not, because only a little bit amount of them, only about few percent of them can be rich, but most of them are still struggling. But when you mention about exit, means the founder, he can leave the company, but the company still can operate, right? Then the company is like a kind of sustainability that the business can sustain. Then your investment won't burn, right? The other type of company, they might think it's a business for life, like they earn for their living. So probably they earn money, but they won't earn a lot. They won't become an impact company. So that is most likely after the founder bye-bye, the business will bye-bye as well.
Yeah, that's it. Yeah. That's amazing. All right, so you're in an intersection between the old way of doing things and the new way of doing things, the way I understand it. Mm-hmm. Do you feel that the cultural change that the folks that you meet, I'm sure belongs in either one of this generation or mindset thinking, And when you speak to the, I guess, the folks that are embracing exit strategy, embracing equity crowdfunding, embracing digitization and digital natives themselves, they grew up with the internet. Is it difficult or different the way you talk to the batch that comes from the previous generation that knows the business only in the traditional way?
Yeah, sure, sure. But because the like internet is so powerful, yeah, nowadays, especially after this pandemic, I think quite a lot of, you call it a traditional or conventional business guys, they also try to embrace. I think they have no choice, but it's much easier to talk to the young generation. Yeah, of course, but still we want, right nowadays you can see a lot of SME still holding, still very powerful in that era, especially from 45 to 55, I mean the age. Yeah. So to them, the statistics shows that investor to equity crowdfunding, almost 80% are from 25 to 45. Those are the young generation. So it's much easier lah because they can take the risk as well. So I would say yes, it's much easier. But I can see a lot of baby booming or what do you call it? The what generation? The X generation.
Gen X.
Yeah, Gen X, yeah. They also try very hard to embrace. Yeah.
Yeah. Okay, we'll go for one more short break before we continue our conversation with my starter. Thanks for staying on with us. I have with me in the studio Mr. Goh Boon Pang, the founder and CEO of MyStarter. Goh, let's talk a little bit more about the trajectory of your company. MyStarter is just one part of the business that you're building right now, ECF. What would be some of the ideas that you can share with us in terms of building your ecosystem or building that kind of universe that you are trying to execute? Is ECF just the first of the many things that you're going to be building, or is ECF the big thing and you're going to focus solely on this one?
Is the first and the big things, because in the whole funding roadmap as a startup, the whole funding roadmap will be start from like pre-seed. Yeah, a lot of people know that pre-seed and then seed fund, angel fund, followed by series A, B, C, and IPO. So if it stand alone in there, I don't think it can sustain. So we have to look into like the whole spectrum. Yeah, because eventually, when we talk about exit, right? If those issuers after the fundraising, they didn't go for like IPO or being M&A by other company, all the shareholder will be stuck there. Yeah. So we have to connect to all the spectrum, those players. Like after fundraising, we try our best to push them to hit their KPI, and then followed by VC, PE. Yeah. We also connect to some of the IPO channel. To make the company more structured for IPO or for M&A. That is how we do. So we connect to VC, connect to PE, connect to those IPO trainer in town. And then the other side, in the early part, we running our own, we call it a startup competition. It's a Chinese version as well. Because Chinese market also untapped. No people do that. So we are the first and the only, doing a startup competition. So become an incubator. We gather all the startup together. They can help each other, they become a community. From there we giving some solutions, resources to them. Then we will pick some good startup from this community. We will set up another accelerator next year. And then our company will get some investor in there in the very early stage, like below 500,000, probably we can fund them first and then provide programs, resources to them. So that will be from incubator right now we have, and then set up an accelerator and then connect to ECF, followed by VC, PE, IPO. That is the whole spectrum.
It seems like this requires a lot of on-ground activation, requires a lot of headcount. And being a digital company, wouldn't you want to reduce that and be a little bit more headcount light? Yes. How do you manage or balance between the two of having a lot of people on the ground activating these kind of programs and activities versus, try to
this,
be...
Yeah, this is a very crucial question. Yes. ECF itself, beside the other, like VC and PE, we just connect to them. So we don't really cost a lot of manpower on that. But for the on-ground event, like the startup competition, we've been running for 6 years, so we know how to do it. Actually, we just do headcount, doing everything, yeah? And then the accelerator, I think, will be only one or two headcount. Those are the, like, what I call it, nanny to all the startups, yeah? But besides that, I think ECF will cost quite a lot of manpower because we need to look into all the issuer business perspective. We have to do the due diligence and so on and so forth. So the most difficult part for equity crowdfunding is how to understand that business well in order to list on our platform for investor to invest. So that part, we set up a tech team to look into that, how to reduce manpower by understanding a business. Most likely, like, we want to implement some AI program. Right now, we don't have, but we're thinking how to collect more data, how we, a human, doing to understand that business well. Those are the process. We'll put it in a system, collect the data, and eventually we want to come up something like an analysis program to reduce about 30-40% to understand that business. Let me give an example. Like, we have CTOS, right? We all know CTOS. So CTOS actually tell about 20-30% of that company. So we'll grab the data and then picking it up. The important data, we'll put it in to understand that business in the very surface part. And then from there, we'll look into their like website, how good is their social media. From there, we grab another data to put it into together, some weightage of them. Then we understand a little bit more on that business, and slowly by like Q&A, we ask them questions, and then they answer from. So we try a lot of things to reduce our manpower by using a system.
How far are you in getting this AI solution from understanding the businesses that is going to be listed on your platform and then making sure that the process can be automated? And, you know, sometimes AI can be very, very non-intelligent.
And they come up with
something else, like, I don't know, let's say use, you know, CTOS, and then suddenly becomes a retail company after you put in, something like that. Yeah.
AI is a very fancy terms, right? We don't talk about AI, but we put it very simple, you know. When I want to, like, Ibrahim, when I want to understand your background, I will ask questions, then you answer, right? From there, I will ask the following questions to understand more. So that is how we do, you know? Every time when a potential issuer come to us, they apply ECF to our platform, then we will have a pitching section. Then we ask, they will tell us everything about their business and so on and so forth. From there, we start to asking, yeah. How many manpower you have, how many full time, you know, how is your revenue, how is your PAT, and so forth. Those are, you can imagine, there is a bunch of questions, like probably like 100,000, you know, to a computer system. Even though you go for 1 million question bank, you know, we put a lot of questions into that database, it's still a small number. So right now what we have is a lot of questions. We have about 200 questions. Yeah, in our bank, so we're still collecting. But you can see a lot of questions are there already. It's about 200 will be most likely cover almost everything.
Yeah, but how far are you in?
We already put it all into our system.
The AI solution?
I wouldn't say AI solution, but just a questionnaire to get those issuers to answer.
What about the full-fledged on machine learning solution?
Okay, that is the first. After that, when we collect data, we have to put the scoring.
Yeah, the weightage,
how good
as
it is,
you say.
The weightage. And then from there, slowly, we will put in an algorithm to learn. That is not yet done,
yeah.
But we collect the data first.
How far is that from?
We already launched it, use our platform, but people won't answer 200 questions.
So
crazy, right?
Three questions is already.
Yeah, and then they will run away. So yeah. Right now we put it 40.
So wow, even that is a lot.
Yes, but we have no choice because too many applications. You know, in the first half year of 2022, this year itself, we received more than 2,000 applications. We can't use our manpower to screen.
Yeah, vet through. Yeah.
Yes. So we have to ask them to answer the questions.
Fantastic.
Yeah.
I'm going to ask you to come on my show again next year, and I'm pretty sure by then you've probably raised, I don't know, ₱1 billion, who knows, right?
thank you.
That was our conversation with Go Boon Pang, the CEO and founder of MyStarter, the company that is involved in the equity crowdfunding. They are approved by the Securities Commission. If you are the licensee holder from the Securities Commission, I think that's the way to put it. If you want to learn more about their business, go ahead and find out more on the MyStarter website and app. In the meantime, if you missed out any part of this interview, just head on to astroawani.com, look for Notepad or look for MyStarter and other resources that we can be found on all our social sites. Until then, thanks very much for watching and goodbye.